Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Put a fork in it, he is done. NYPD Commissioner Eddie Caban, that is. He stood tall all week despite calls for him to step down in the wake of an FBI probe. Well, he said he wasn't going anywhere, and he won't be until at least 5 o'clock tomorrow, 5 p.m., Kyle just told me. Well, today he told Mayor Adams, I think I'm going to go in a different direction, and he resigned. Juliet Papa tonight.
Mayor Adams addressed New Yorkers as he accepted the resignation of Police Commissioner Edward Caban.
I was as surprised as you to learn of these inquiries, and I take them extremely seriously.
The inquiries from the U.S. Attorney's Office, which seized the police commissioner's phone, that of his brother, others in the NYPD, and some top members of the mayor's administration. The mayor appointed Tom Donlin an interim head of the NYPD.
Tom is an experienced law enforcement professional who has worked at the local, state, federal, and international levels.
His expertise, intelligence, and counterterrorism. He worked with many law enforcement agencies. Donlin says he'll continue the work of the NYPD with integrity and transparency. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Yeah, reaction already coming in from the likes of the public advocate to city council members. Marla Diamond talking with a few folks today, and she joins us live with this report. Marla, what are you finding so far?
Well, we've spoken to 6 city council members who all said that Edward Caban did the right thing. City Councilman Robert Holden was one of the first to ask the commissioner to step down.
There was a shadow for a few days over the NYPD. He did the right thing. And I thanked him for that, thanked him for his service. But it's unfortunate. It may not be the last resignation.
That comment because the feds have seized the phones of other administration officials. We also spoke to Staten Island Councilman Joe Borelli, a Republican who thanked Caban for his service and said he really wasn't sure where the investigation would lead.
I've lost all sense of impartiality from the Federal Department of Justice. So when they issue anonymous leaks and they leak out their own evidence before they even present it to the public, it doesn't sway my opinion of people.
Reporting live at City Hall, Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
And Marla, our thanks to you for that. The big question again is why? Why is the Fed investigating Caban and several other higher-ups in city government, as Juliet led to? They're not saying, because it's an ongoing probe, obviously, but for Caban to step down, people are already speculating about the smoke. You know the old saying, where there is smoke. We caution you, though, he has not been charged with anything. Nobody has, and no claims have been made. It's all an inquiry at this point, and everybody's trying to figure out what in the world is going on and what this is about. Stay tuned to 1010 Winds. We'll keep digging. We'll let you know. Same thing inside City Hall today. Another matter, though, a day after the anniversary of the September 11th attacks, one city council member is on a mission to uncover decades-old documents surrounding what city officials knew about the toxic dust, caused by those attacks.
What do past and present members of our city government really know about the 9/11 toxins that lingered in the air following the attacks? Manhattan Council Member Gail Brewer is determined to find out. She's introducing new legislature to make the records public surrounding the toxins.
Whatever the city knows about the toxins in the air is public information.
She says for her, this is personal, knowing so many people that now have fallen ill due to 9/11 related illnesses.
This information could, you don't know, reveal information that would be helpful medically, scientifically, to the people who are sick.
If her legislation is approved, the Department of Investigation would have 2 years to come back with a full report. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
In other news on this Thursday, an update to a story we told you about a while back about a guy who stole deeds from Queens homeowners and even sold a couple of the stolen homes. Well, now, Queens DA Melinda Katz says her office has returned those properties to their rightful owners, thank goodness, after Justin Joseph pleaded guilty to the deed fraud scheme earlier this year. In all, they've restored 8 deeds associated with 5 properties in Southeast Queens. Prosecutors say Joseph and his wife filed false documents with the city, riling through people's belongings, including fake death certificates, to transfer the properties to themselves. Joseph pleaded guilty back in May and sentenced to 1 to 3 years in prison. He also ordered to pay back over $300,000, which he had made from selling 2 of the stolen properties. On Long Island, a black man suing the Nassau County Police Department now over his wrongful arrest 3 years ago, he says, which was a case of racial profiling.
Tyrone Pfeiffer, a grandfather of 8, calls it the worst day of his life when he walked out of the doctor's office in Baldwin in 2021 and was pushed to the ground and arrested. Nassau County police officers thought he was a man named Leroy, wanted for domestic violence.
I feared for my life. He kept calling me Leroy, and he had his hand on his gun.
Pfeiffer shook his head as he watched the video of his arrest. In the end, he was charged with obstruction, which was later dropped after 10 months.
I'm sorry, I just getting a little emotional. Every time I watch it, it just hurts.
The 63-year-old African-American veteran is suing the police department for $5 million, claiming racial profiling and false arrest. The department does not comment on pending litigation. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Hempstead, Long Island.
So there's been a little dog on the loose. He's been running around the highways near Newark Liberty Airport over the last few weeks. You might have seen him. Well, it prompted concerns from onlookers going, okay, be careful, little guy. Watch it, watch it, watch it. Don't get hit. Well, now you can all rest assured because the little Jack Russell has been caught. He's safe and sound. The Ramapo Bergen Animal Refuge named the little guy Monkey, and they say to their surprise, he quickly warmed up to humans. Yeah, not sitting behind the wheel of a car about to run his little butt over. Executive Director Megan Brinster tells us everybody's just happy that Monkey is off the streets.
Not only does he get a second chance and this amazing dog gets to have the life that we would all want for him, but it just shows how really at their core people are really caring and can be really good together.
Yeah, they're saying Monkey's doing great and he's currently being trained to walk on a leash and adapt to new people. They say once that process is done, they'll be able to, you know, put him up for adoption or whatever so he can get a great home. You wonder how did he end up out there in the first place? Did somebody let that baby go in the middle of the highway? Tell you what. Governor Hochul sharing a health difficulty she's been dealing with, announcing today that she's been diagnosed with skin cancer.
My doctor discovered a basal cell carcinoma, a tiny, tiny speck on my nose. You can't even see it. I'm going to have a small removal procedure. I'm not going under. It's a local anesthesia. It'll be occurring Friday morning. I'll be back to work about an hour later, but there will be a bandage on my nose.
Yeah, she adds, this should serve as a reminder to everybody, wear your sunscreen, folks, and get your routine checkups and make sure your kids are protected, too. Harvey Weinstein facing a new indictment here in the city now, where he's awaiting a retrial on sex crimes.
The new charges are under seal until Weinstein is arraigned, but ABC News has learned prosecutors presented evidence to a New York grand jury of 3 alleged sex assaults that were not part of Weinstein's previous case. Weinstein's attorney, Arthur Idala, is accusing prosecutors of piling on.
It is so disingenuous when they say, oh, yeah, there were all these other victims, and it just took a while for us to put it together.
For his part, Weinstein is still hospitalized after emergency heart surgery this week. Derek Dennis, ABC News, New York.
Derek, his new arraignment is set for next Wednesday ahead of an expected trial start date of November 12th. New charges come a few months after New York's highest court overturned Weinstein's 2020 conviction on rape and sexual assault charges.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.